So I guess that's
I know people bring it up on Tuesday night.
I don't know if you can tell me, if you have to address it formally in the plan, that can you make it a broader term that the interest of Little Glen will be addressed as concerned for our community or something like that? I mean, I don't know if you have to have a resolution as to how the town feels about the Little Glen exit in the parking plan. That's your question that you would want
to ask. You don't, I suppose. Well, just like Vanessa said, you don't necessarily have to resolve anything, but the guy at the state did indicate that whether or not they end up with making that a full interchange does depend upon
our
plan to some extent. So if we have nothing in there, well then we have nothing to say about it. If the town has a strong feeling one way or the other, it should probably be in the plan.
Do you think the state could be influenced one way or the other?
The guy I talked to indicated definitely that they could be.
You said I talked to the guy, the people that were here 3 years ago, there's only one left. We're all gone.
Oh, from the state? Okay.
Well, not like the new guy I talked to him last week, and he said, don't come get anything until May.
Okay.
But he said, you want to know what you're planning over there. And I know Scott and Barry and the insulating place is very concerned about that exit.
Yeah.
This is probably be one of those issues that I think we would survey with really.
It's going to be one of those, I think, that's going to end up not being resolved on a Tuesday night.
But this is where I feel like we should discuss it. And if we come up with a difference, that's why I thought we should just table it.
But then we can move on, and then like you say, now don't forget now airports. Dick Ryder has a private airport, and the balloon guy, he takes off from an airport that is classified as an airport also.
Okay, we tried to determine if that was the case, and we weren't sure. So that is classified as an airport.
The one that we got is the same as Ryder's, classified as an airport, the same rules.
The plan is just collecting information about what's already existed in the town. So the blue train is existing. It's just a matter of listing what's going on.
And
then you listed another one. What is the other one?
Dick Reinders has a private airport, and now Don says that his hobby airport.
That comes under the same rules as Reinders.
And does it affect anything?
No, it's probably
not. It's connected in there.
He's thorough.
So they can fly just as high as the airplane, I think. They got some
strength. You can't land an airplane, right?
Now, Piper Fox can
land an airplane.
So what happens? Piper Fox can fly. And who else?
He
doesn't.
I'm not my house.
Do you fly?
It's called ABC Flyers
Field. ABC Flyers.
Floyd, what's the owner of the building app? Is it app?
What?
ESP.
Would you be around?
It's gotten pretty expensive now.
Let's move on and we can talk about little personal things afterwards, and then we can go home if those that want to go home. So basically, if you were to get another PowerPoint, which is excellent the last time, I'm looking at the first Tuesday of next week or next month, you give that presentation. And again, if you want to make your plan or whatever Vanessa has corrected or added or anything like that, that'd be great, and then just put it out to everybody again and look at.
Oh, okay.
If you give it to me, I'll post it and try to make it obvious to people if they want to. It's available for them to look at, and they can get stuff like
that. And then
he doesn't have it like written up for him. He just has it like outlined for him.
Okay.
Not like how it would be written in the plan. He figured after everything's settled.
Yeah, I don't know how to present it.
You guys, everything I could put a PDF on it just as a PowerPoint on it.
Yeah.
Now, in your mind, do you want any more outside speakers? Now, this last Tuesday meeting, people talked about what they were working on as far as the elements, where they were, and what information they had. And pretty soon the meeting was 45 minutes into the meeting, maybe an hour into the meeting, and we finally got Tom's presentation of the presentation. I'm asking, do we stay on the topic, or do we invite people to come in at this time? I'm thinking that what we do is stay with our topics, because number one is this, you bring up this issue about Little Glen. That'll be an issue. I think it'll be an issue. But somewhere down the line, maybe we can have a big meeting or a big committee meeting or whatever, where we invite the town to talk about it. But do we need someone here to come and talk about urban development or non-urban development or nothing like that? These are going to be issues whether we have guys come and talk to us or not. So I think getting stuff down and writing and people presenting whatever they got would be more of a, in my mind, that's what I would suggest, is a more productive meeting than listening to somebody talk about, you know, purchase of developer rights or whatever else. I think
when you did your visionary meeting, that was the time to, you could have speakers and more enrichment, but it sounds now like you're really in the heart of things and it would just distract you from continuing to work.
Well, you know, I think that the speakers will come to a point where we want some speakers, because maybe to help resolve some of these issues, some people from both sides of the issue can talk and present their case, and then we can move on. I don't know. Hey, I throw it out to this group of people. Next Tuesday night meeting, this is what we're here for, is to talk about the next Tuesday night meeting. We had our last Tuesday night meeting last week, and it was kind of like, you know, pretty dry, you know, I mean, but it was nice when we got to Tom's part. Everybody presented their thing. I don't see us doing much more than that. Everyone presenting what they have done for their element, and then picking one element that is done, and saying, okay, that looks good, maybe we can tweak it here, and then tweak it up, and then that element is done out of the 1 out of 9 or whatever. And we're looking at, if we do one element a month, we're looking at 9 months of picking apart elements.
Probably more like one every 2 months.
I think they're going to start to integrate.
Well, but I think that's a better approach, is to start clipping through the elements as people get enough done, where you can have discussion about them rather than someone just coming up and saying, well, I kind of found this out and this out. There wasn't much hands-on
in my time. Tom did work on the PPP, plus he also volunteered to administer the transportation element, and apparently he's pretty close to being done with that too. Okay, plus, yeah. More time than.
Well, you know what? He did a lot of this over Christmas. He took 2 weeks off over Christmas, and that's when he did the mass conversion. In fact, he set up the computer for like a week at Christmas, just working on it.
What is Tom doing for?
He does software. He does stuff.
I was saying, it's just not involved in computers
at all. Pretty good. I guess that's how you have to do PowerPoint last year.
He didn't know how to do that until.
Yeah, he did. What's your
I was going to say, it sounds like if we were to start tackling the elements, that even if it takes 2 for one element, it could be
start, finish, and start
in a meeting.
Well, I guess my feeling is transportation, next time we'll get the full review. But then we'll have little parts of it that just get hung up on. And so maybe we can use part of another meeting, you know, on the numbers we can integrate. But I think that Bill says we shouldn't. I thought last about Tuesday's meeting, we just read it and I thought it was too much, or it wasn't organized time-wise well enough, because everybody got it sincerely, but we could have used 2 hours for everybody just to talk about sort of what they got started on. And I think that Tom should have gone first, at least that should be the priority, because he had his presentation on there.
Okay.
You know, and so that, and then if we want to tag on more things, then have people sort of updated with what they're thinking about.
I think it's almost better, though, to have people present their elements when they're at a point where they've done enough research that they can start to get.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. See, nobody was really at that point last time.
No,
they were just
I think they felt obligated to talk. And Cindy sort of got up and didn't speak about it. But I think that, you know,
actually, that's how
she felt like she would have to do it.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a form with certain objectives for each of the
These things we have.
Right there. Yeah.
But I mean, when you present where you are, do you have a form of like, so that people tend to just like to share lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff, and it sounds like that's perhaps what happened. If you had something that they were to stick to these three things and foreign things and then that's it?
I think that's what Sally was saying. It's just Tom came in as a powerful human very
right.
But the rest of it was just an ad hoc, everybody stand up and say what they've been assigned
to get done. Maybe the ad hoc didn't work.
It just sort of carried on, and I think it was well meant, but I really felt everybody wanted to get to what thing was really well prepared, which was Tom's thing.
Well, who went on? I mean, I don't remember any one particular person who went on and did a great thing.
No, I just meant
Cindy was kind of unexpected, but was she actually working on an element?
Yeah, I think so, but she hadn't got there yet.
Or was it a new one?
I just all I needed was
the 10th element.
Okay, well, listen, it's a good idea. I'm thinking that if someone has a presentation or his goal, let's get that over with first. That's a good idea.
All right.
And then let's agree that if Tom is ready to go at the next Tuesday night, first Tuesday night meeting, we're going to have his presentation first. After that, we'll allow 2 minutes or 3 minutes or something like that, and maybe we'll have a little timer for everyone that wants to give a time, and then boom.
That would tell them ahead of time that they have 3 minutes, so I'm not going to think about
that. Exactly.
But as he's given the thing, I think
it'd
be better to have discussion on the particular thing that he's talking about as he gives the presentation rather than waiting until
the... Oh, yeah. I don't think that we should not have that during his presentation. But I'm thinking that even the open-end part of the meeting to be at the end instead of at the beginning, you know, like we have.
Yeah, why don't we try it the other way around, just experiment and see how it works. It might go that it fills in because of the discussion. It would be ready to go home. But it might not be, and it'll probably change. But I think the priority should be home.
I think so, too.
If there's issues, we should try to fix those into the questions right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try to leave those still in.
Yeah,
so that it gets the vast majority of it.
After the presentation.
Yeah.
Well, after everybody's talked on it, because we might resolve it potentially when people are talking. But if we feel like we're just repeating ourselves, then it's time for a question.
Okay, let's leave it at that then. Let's go with that.
We'll get a big example.
Tom will be first, and then we'll follow up with everyone's talk about where they are with their elements if they choose to get up. And we'll limit it to probably, I don't know, there's only 7, 8, I don't know, should we limit it to 5 minutes?
Yeah, that'd be 35 minutes of time, so.
Yeah, let's limit it to 5 minutes and see.
Yeah.
Well, I think you also have to give the mess a chance to let us know whether it's going in the right direction or not, and give us suggestions as to maybe a process that we should change, because we're paying about $200 for the time she comes out here, and sometimes she speaks for 5 or 10 minutes, because we use that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to schedule her in to make sure that... what we accomplish.
So even if she doesn't talk much, I still think we're getting our money for her, because she still kind of knows where we're at then. And I don't know if she charges for all the emails back and forth, but she's very responsive.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, she's
pretty... And if she doesn't know where we're at,
that's not good. But she's also good at group management.
Yeah. So I think there's a decision.
Well, and you know, if you have a allotment for her personal, you know, say, that'd be fine. But I think during, and well, we can have an essay before and during the presentation of Tom's presentation element, and there's no reason why nobody can comment, including her, about it. And then if she wants to talk right after that, then that's fine. Give her a time slot at that time period. So,
also, I feel like if she's overseeing, if we go fine and she doesn't need to steer us, that's even better. But if we do go off, you know, she's right there to sort of practice.
Do you want her to do the discussion following the presentation?
Sure.
On that element?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
That's the way to go.
Often she can jump in and correct us on things, and we're sort of saying, well, if it goes this way, she can give us an experience.
She'll hear us first discussion on the individual element.
A little bit.
Or if we're going in the right direction, you know, maybe we're getting off base and should be focusing back to something. She can see this because she's done this and knows what we need to make it complete.
And at least make her understand, I think, clear to her that she understands that we really appreciate it. She jumps in if she sees us.
Yeah. Thanks, Laundry.
Thanks.
Tom wanted me to point out too that since you guys passed this public participation plan, that we have to make sure now that we follow everything in it. So that he's down, I don't know if there's somebody who's responsible for making sure that you know, everything's close to the way it says it's going to be, and because now that it's part of the record in this test, it should be ensured.
Is the one that I have, the last copy that I have, is that the finished one? I mean, I have...
If it doesn't say draft on it, it's the finished one.
And you presume that maybe it said draft, because I haven't gotten any that says
it comes out one without...
But you did, maybe I have to.
Okay, I can email it to everybody.
I'll see if it says draft.
I don't know. Probably not, because
I probably want to add variants.
Yeah, the one I have from the website. From the website.
I guess it should have mentioned.
Yeah.
That's the one you had last time. This one is.
Yeah, I guess that's that copy.
No, that's the one.
But maybe we should just make a printed copy so that we can just have it passed on the wall and have it around. You know.
Yeah, she's not, I should have brought one. That's a good idea, just to put one up here somewhere.
Yeah, so we're all familiar with what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, I think, Lloyd, that would be your job to kind of see if we're following that. You know, if you don't mind.
Kind of
trying
to
be
posting
things anyway, so. Something to think about. No, I think it's important that you get just some detail on that problem.
You're the PPP. Yeah, PPP.
And I presume it just goes, I mean, I don't know, I've read through it, but I imagine there's certain things we have to hit, like where we post things and those things.
Well, right, so it's all written in there, and right. Now I got to make sure that it's actually done.
Right. No, definitely we should.
Okay, so Lloyd's going to follow that. Tom's going to give the presentation. We're going to have Nessa talk afterwards or any comments. Then we're going to have a presentation of elements from anybody and how far they are after Tom's presentation with transportation. So,
then go home.
Boom, boom, boom. That's it. That's our next Tuesday night meeting. Now, I'd like to say that time tonight, only had a half hour. If anyone wanted to work on their plans or to see where they are and get with the guys that I know that Dave is part of cultural. And maybe you and I could just have a breakout here and just talk about each cultural element and just get down to the degree of each cultural. That's what I was thinking. That would be a good idea. Anybody that wanted to work on their element, you know, with a person that I know Howard was with transportation, and if you wanted to work on transportation, you know, I know that you guys kind of come over it and all that.
I can't say enough to get Howard involved and get his input. He knows more than you.
I think Tom spent a couple hours
with
Howard the other night.
A couple hours. What a good chat.
Oh, these are the ones. Huh? That's a draft.
Well, a lot of useful information, though, because obviously you know more than that. Yeah, that's not the point. I would give it a shot.
Not the one.
Were there any major changes?
There was a section he added on how to resolve issues. I think he left it blank in the draft because he didn't know.
He was here and he had
most of it is.
Most of it's the same. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the notifications changed.
Oh, right. He had to take out the couple notifications on Commonwealth Enterprise that he took out. And then, yeah. At the end, like the second last page, where it says issue resolution, under resolution, there's nothing. Because he didn't know what to do. Right. That's what we discussed last Tuesday, was what to kind of do then. So then he added that. So basically, that's the only change. But I can mail one out.
Do you have the
right
one?
I don't. I didn't bring it.
It has people listed just by name, but then...
So is it a pretty fair distribution of people on every element, or is it one that lots and some that have from in here?
Well, we don't have that many people that are volunteers.
Oh. There's 11 elements, and you have...
Nine.
Nine elements?
Yeah.
And how many people?
We haven't started the community facilities yet.
Yeah, I mean, but you've really, you know, still.
But a couple other people have to do too, but then there's a number of people working on that. Yeah. Like we got transportation, but they're on, you know, Howard's on transportation too, and so it's gone. So, I mean, it's not like just.
All right. I guess it's a half hour. It's just stormy and snowy. If you guys want to go home, I would say that we got our next Tuesday planned out. I don't know. Kim was going to be here, Kim Nero, and she had some people that were going to volunteer to come and talk to our meeting. And if she would have been here, she could have asked about having time for those guys to talk. Maybe if she's not here,
who is she going to get? You don't know.
Voices of 1,000 people.
Thousand friends.
And she's on a committee up there in Madison that drafted up. They actually were the ones that drafted up the comprehensive plan and made the state wherever that the town should do it. So these voices of 1,000.
Just 1,000 friends.
1,000 friends. I can't get why I never say voices, but 1,000 friends. But anyway, they drafted up and made the draft for the state. So they are an important element of the whole plan. And she is on the committee that heads up 1,000 friends. And one of their vice presidents or somebody that's in charge of towns would like to come to our little town meeting and give a little presentation, which would be great. But I don't know when to fit them in. When is the right night for someone like that to come in? You know, so
depends on the topic. I think speakers should be scheduled according to the topic we're going to deal with. Otherwise, if they come now, the topic we're going to deal with in months isn't of much value.
Well, we'll table it because it's always going to be there. And if not, there's 1,000 friends is there that someone help us and give them a talk. Another discussion was what would happen to get this Dane County guy to come and talk. You know, somewhere along the line, maybe we'll have him come and talk to see what people
think.
Or the Dane County down there.
It's not a better being right at the end. You could have that element. Let's just be at it on the end.
Designing
development, right?
Development, right.
Where they've gotten report on that.
And then the county is developing the ordinance now. Bill and I were there 2 weeks ago. They just happened to be talking about it that morning. I assume that the ordinance that they are developing will set up a program that will be available to cities and towns and villages as to how to go about the process, where the grant money is available from, how to apply for.
So they're going to write this whole thing up.
Well, I assume that that's what's happening just by, you know,
they're moving forward on it.
Yeah, they're moving on it. So,
we should be talking to
them. Yeah, when that was. Well, honestly, you know what the group had that.
It looks like toner. Yes,
I don't know what the original looks great. Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Those that buy and
use. Most of the time, it don't work.
Yeah. Unusual because that cartridge in there isn't all
the time.
So maybe the machine is there.
It's a reader.
We had a good.
We had a complaint
in the process. It might be a clean process like an ink test.
Did you link it?
This is not a
game. It's a reader between the lines.
You
better get a cartridge for that because we've got
time
sheets to make it.
In my mind and listening to the discussion is that we don't invite anybody to come and talk at this point in time. Let's move forward on the elements and see how far we can get before we invite someone else to come and talk. So, all I can say is keep working on your elements and keep going. And next one is transportation, but that's the big part, and do a thing, and then follow up with where everybody else is at. So, that's good with everybody. Right, let's go home. But Dave, I'd like to stick around a little bit and work.
Sure.